Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the After the Hour. That's the Who brings us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And also you can find the age of the customer there, too. Christina Podnar is here. Christina with a K is Christina is digital policy innovator, author of The Power of Digital Policy. And Christina, I need your website, please.
It's thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com.
Pretty easy.
The Power of Digital Policy.
Native Trust Consulting, LLC, is that your company?
That is. That's right. Where you'll find us.
Folks, she's helping us with our digital transformation. One of the things that I have been trying hard to help small business owners do my whole career, Christina, is to not lose what's special about small business, the special sauce. The fact that people know your name, the fact that there's high touch, that they can deliver high touch even with the technology, and the trick, the hat trick for small businesses, the ones who will survive, and these will be the only ones who will survive year over year over the next decade, you will only survive if you don't pull this off. If you aren't able to blend the high-touch special sauce of being a small business owner that humans are going to want 100 years from now with the technology that they're looking to receive, to the way they want to do business with you. And you've got a great example I want you to tell us about.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. So, lovely lady. I get my eggs from her every single weekend at the farmer's market. Great eggs. And I love her chickens. But some crazy rule about the farmer's market doesn't allow her to come and sell chickens at the farmer's market. She can't actually deliver them, though, if they're ordered online. So she set up a portal, and not only has she set up a portal, but she actually sends me an email reminder every week to order my chickens. Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting here is, A, she solved a problem for herself, but she's made it really easy for me to keep in touch with her, to have her product, which is superior, by the way, and talk about customer service. And every Sunday night, I would forget her chicken, right, for the next week ordering because I'm too busy with the kids and soccer and my own small business. But she prompts me, it's a little just tap on the shoulder that says, hey, you know, I want to make sure you have your chicken for this week. I want to feed your family. And so I get my orders in. I pick it up, no extra effort on my part, and off we go. And that is the magic sauce right there. It's about understanding what your customers want and making it easy for them.
And you're buying a product that your family wants and needs, and you're imagining how they're doing business with this one lady, this one person who's providing something specifically for you. She's not serving the world. She's only serving you and a few other people because she's a small business. That's the specialness of it. And so you're getting that good feeling and wholesome products while you're using your technology. That's brilliant. And isn't that the definition of digital transformation?
Absolutely. And here's the thing, Jen, right? She's selling her $17 chicken to me in a very easy way when I could go and actually get the same size chicken, not the same taste, not the same quality, and not the same relationship from my local store for $11.
Well, see, that's
but
the point.
People will pay extra. That's right. Thank you. That is so correct.
Because, and this is what, you're making the point about pricing. Small business owners will literally, that lady is brilliant. She's a genius because her exact competitor will go to the market, the store, and see that they're charging $11. And she'll think she needs to charge, or he will think he needs to charge $11 because that's what the store charges, without realizing that you're willing to pay $6 for the special sauce.
Absolutely. And this is where small businesses, smart small businesses, are getting ahead, Jim. And we always say you're competing with Amazon. I'll tell you, I have a small store close to me in town. They sell all kinds of stuff in their store. But they always get my business over Amazon. Yes, I love small businesses, but the reason they do it is because they make it easy. I can call them up and say, hey, I have a friend. It's a birthday. It's a 37th birthday. You know, put something together for me. Mm-hmm. They will send me photos at my convenience. I respond via text, so I don't even have to be on the phone. I don't have to surf. I don't have to come in. They make sure it's prettily wrapped up, and they deliver it with a handwritten note to my friend in town, or they'll ship it. Talk about service. Talk about commitment. And talk about something that always ends up perfect where I couldn't even get that from Amazon myself because I don't know. I'm not creative enough.
And it's something you get to use the word prettily with. I mean, when else do you get to use that word, right?
There you go. So, I think you have to remember, as a small business, you're competing with the Amazons of the world, but you're better than them because you've got the special sauce.
Well, and the thing is, you're willing to pay $6 more for a chicken. Your neighbor may not be, but guess what? Let them go to the market. The last thing in the world that your little chicken egg lady wants is for the world to come to her. She can't serve the world. She only needs about 100 of you, and there are 200 out there.
And, Jim, what she's actually getting is word of mouth. She's getting free advertising because I tell all my friends about how easy it is and how good it is.
And
so guess what? I'm doing her bidding for her now.
Christina, this is the kind of stuff you help your clients with, isn't it?
Absolutely. And this is the time. You know, everybody says, you know, this is the moment. But honestly, Jim, if you want to survive this crazy world that we're in today, and if you want to be here 10 years from now, this is the moment. And I know everybody's got to keep their life on. It's busy, but this is the time.
The Power of Digital Policy is the book. .com is the website. Thank you, Christina. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me again.
Christina Podnar, ladies and gentlemen. That's Christina with a K. I'm Jim with a J. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.